Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Avi Mar and Imi Mar Hasi Sheichyu. Avi Nishmas Mar Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. We're going to be discussing a very interesting shaila. Those who are learning the Daf Yomi, which is almost everybody, did the Gemara about Shadim. Various Gemaras talk about Shadim, Azikim. So I saw in the recently published Yarchana Otzer, an unbelievable monthly Torah journal that comes out. They send around to people's emails. So this is from the latest one that I received. Gilyon Lamed Zayin. So the question is, a Maisa Shahaya, a woman was missing, and they were concerned about her welfare, and they went to somebody who knows how to be Shaul B'Shedim. He knows how to ask demons questions. So he takes a kid, covers his face with a Pachat, with a handkerchief, and he starts being mashpia the shadim b'shmosam. He starts talking to the shadim, and he starts being mashpia them, making them swearing for them. And then he says to the kid, "What do you see?" And the kid says, "I see people." And he says, "Tell them to shecht sheep." The kid said, "They're shechting." And he said, "Tell them they should sit and eat them." Kid said, "They're eating." Then he said, "Tell them to bench." The kid said, "They're benching." This is a true story. Then this person, anyway, this is all told. This was written by a Rav Yosef Tzabari. Sounds like a Yemenite rabbi. He's a Rav and a posek in El Ad, which is a town in Israel. Not far from Petach Tikva, I believe. I've never been there, but my neighbor used to live there, which is really, really important for our purposes. In any event, so the kid said, "They're benching." So he says, "All right, tell them they should bring the biggest one among them to me." And the kid said, "I see one of them is coming." And then via the child, the person asks the shade, "Do you know where Plonis Almonis is?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, what's she doing now?" And the shade said, "She's sleeping." And then he said, "Wake her up. And make her get up now and go home without doing anything in the interim." And that's what happened. The woman just got up, came home, completely healthy. So we have a maisa here, as is told by this Rav Tzabari, that somebody was mashbiya the shaytan. He used the shaytan to find this woman. Is this mutter? So some people would say this is incredulous. They won't believe it. But this is the story, and we'll take it for what it's worth. I'm not, I'm not signing on it myself. But for the Shiloh purposes, we will we'll go with it. Maybe it happened. I'm not saying it didn't. So the makor for the shaila is in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samuel Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there talks about Yonik Shafim. Amar Bebu Bar Nagri, Amar Rechia Brava, Belatehem, Elu Matze Shedim, Belahatehem, Elu Maitze Shafim. When it says in the Pasuk, Belatehem, that's Maitze Shedim. When it says about the Mitzvah, Belahatehem, it's Maitze Shafim. Rashi says, Zem Maitze Shedim, Shenistarim Ve'en Nirim, Kol Mokom Shenemar Belatehem, Ayo Achartum, Im Osim Belah Hashem, Al Yidei Shedim, Belahatehem, Elu Maitze Shafim, Shein Osa Yidei Shedim, Ela Me Atzmai. So when it says Belatehem, Elu Maisa Shadim, that's when they can't be seen. Whenever it says Belatehem, the Chartumim, the magicians, would do their secret incantations through the Shadim. Through these demons, Belatehem or Maisa Kshafim, that's not done with Shadim, that's done on his own. He does this witchcraft on his own. And Yeridea and Kufayin Tes, the Beis Yosef is Marich, and he brings the Halacha, a machlokes, when it's mutter to use ma'isa shadim, when it's usur, al pi divrei ha-gemara. The opinion of the Ramah and the Rid, Piske Rid, Tod Sanhedrin, ki kamoshik shafme misr Torah, kach kolin etzek ha-shadim u'usur min ha-Torah. So just like you're not allowed to do witchcraft, you're also not allowed to deal with demons. It's a kishuf and it's a chiyuf skila, the Yad Ramah writes. And that the Gemara says that Yesh Kshafim shows us in Beskila Yesh Pater Yesh Aval Aser, etc. Umid Loka Chashiv Le Maisa Shedim Gabi Pater Aval Aser Yinami Gabi Mutal Chilo Shmamin Maisa Shedim Chal Kshafim. So the Gemara doesn't enumerate Shedim as being included in the category of Pater Aval Aser, normal to lechatchila, so we got to assume that it's in the category of kshafim, and therefore says the Yad Ramah v'chiyavet ma'isim echayv alayos skila, schayv skila. And the Torah differentiates the Gemara based on the Gemara based on the pasuk la tehem la tehem, but lemaisa it's the same iser skila, shadim kshafim. They're both going to be aser. So it's very 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 iser. It's a very very chomer, very very severe iser. However, the Rush learns differently than the Yad Ramah and then the Piskei Arid. And he says that the Gemara wants to distinguish dafka ma'isik kshafim, when you do yourself magical acts, acts of witchcraft, that the Torah asered, but ma'isik shadim is an aser al kishuf. And therefore the Gemara made them into two different sets, separated them into two different categories, ma'isik kshafim l'chud, ma'isik shadim l'chud. And Zelosh and Harosh, Perek Zayin Misanhedrin, Al Simon Ches, Amr Abibu Barnagri, Amr Pchia Barabba, Balatehem Elo Maisa Shedim, Balatehem Elo Maisa Kshafim, Amr Abba, Abai Hochos Kshafim, Hochos Shabbos, Yeshmen Beskila, Yeshmen Patravel Osir, Yeshmen Motel Chatchil, Osir Maisa Beskila, Ochaz Asainain Patravel Osir. So if a person does a Maisa of Kshafim, it's Skila. If he's just Ochaz Asainain, optical illusions, then it's Patravel Osir, it's Motel Chatchila. That Reb Chanina and Rabbi Shai Avu Askol Malei Yom Adeshapsa Bilchos Yitzir Rivul Igla Tilta V'Achlile, they created with Kabbalistic means an egel, a calf. Yerikem de Rabbi Chiyav Rabbi Pirshul on Amayim Maisa Shafim Akshedim Maisa Maisa Kshafim Shadatim Maskemis Maisa Shedim Eno B'chal Kshafim U'mutarim Vayim b'chal uvda de Rabbi Chanina of Rav Ushai di ma'ase shedim masir ka ma'ase kshafim ma'inaf kamina ma'ase pirish ma'in ma'ase shedim ma'ase kshafim. The Gemara differentiates between shedim and kshafim, tells us what's this, what's that. So you see that they're different categories. So it's not, shedim is not included in kshafim. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin kuf aleph aleph ain sholim b'shein b'shabbos Rav Yosi amarf b'chol asir amar ula alacha kor Yosi. Rav Yosi only said al sakana but not al tzisir. Concludes the Rashi, man, Rayam Hidal Kamana, Lisholbem, Lahagid Ala Genev, Hayotabem, Avalansis, Maisa Kuvdu Ruchene, Roshayala. So, you want to ask them about something, okay? About a Geneva, like it says, okay. But you want to do a Maisa to create something through the Shadim, like Rabbi Chanin or Rabbi Shai did, don't do that. Vigil Stapuke, Kavanda, the Shadim, Lov Dina Maisa, El Knufe, Dharma Samach, Maisa, Bechai Gavna. I'll go upon him, the Rush says that you're allowed to ask, but to do a Maisa, that he's not so keen on. And the Keshita Zeus is the Beis Yosef, holds the Hagos Memonios. Shevi Kipasa Karik, Yesh the Shalim, Lishech Sergeneva, Diashpa Shadim, we have a Milsa Disurla, Nitpaladover. That you have to pay somebody who was Machzir Geneva through Hashbaz Hashadim. If it was Aser, he wouldn't have gotten involved. So you see that it's Mutter to be Mashbia the Shadim, to swear to them, make them like you know, Avram was Mashbi Eliezer, to make him swear, to get them to do something. Beis Yosef brings Deos that Hashbaz Shadim was Mteras Lechatchila. Even if a person asks from the Shadim to do something for him, Ramban B'Tshuvasam Yuchasis Reish Pei Gimel, after he says that it's Asr to be Mashbi Shadim Latzis Me'adam and Itamim Od. Shemati Berish and Minag Almin Yulasu, but the Reshadim, Mashbiamos, and Shachamos, and Mishtam Shimbam, Kama Yana, Reservani, Shishlomber, the Mysa Shadim Luchud, Mysa Kshafim Luchud, Kamoshamber, Balatam, Elo Mysa Shadim, Balatam, Elo Mysa Kshafim, Parish Rashi, Mysa Kshafim, Alidem Aloche, Chabolim Nasim, Vahem Shas Retire of Mysa Shadim Shari, Vizel Datam, Shinagubo, Vasubo, Mys Kamamad, Kama Mysa, Muvadib Shutim Ashmos Kahu. Umaisa de Bentamayon of the Gitten Samaches, who Yosef Shider of Mem Gimel, Shar Maisa Matam, Rashi Agada Kachim Matim. And so writes Rabbeinu Yerucham, that you're allowed to use Shaden for your purposes. He quotes various Gemaras that say as much. So brings Rabbeinu Yerucham. So, but Rabbi Yerucham concludes that it's better to be machmir because it's an Isser Torah. So, we basically have three deyas in the Rishonim. We have one deya don't have anything to do with Shadim. You're not allowed to be misasik with Shadim. Stay away from your Shadim. We have day number two, because it's included in Kshafim. We have day number two. It's mutter to ask them about a geneva, but not to use them for anything. We have day number three. You're even allowed to be mashbia them to make them do what you want. You're allowed to use them for your own purposes. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Kufayin Tesif Tezayin, Maisa Shadim Aser, V'yesh Mishamadir, Lishol Ala Geneva. So he brings the day that it's Aser, he brings the day that it's Mutter Lishol Ala Geneva, the Ramaz Mitzayin, Ladas HaMatir Na De Hashbos. So it's mashma that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold to the Das HaMatirim, he doesn't bring it at all, obviously. And we hold that Halach is Kestam. So the Yesh Mishamatir is more Mekel L'Shol Al Geneva, but Bistama he paskin that Us Maisa Shadim Aser. And so says the Sefer Shulchan Gavol, Rabbi Yosef Molcho. So therefore he holds it's halacha kestam and it's aser, and there are other poskim like that also, the sefer Pnei Maven, Rav Moshe Driam in a sefer Veheshiv Moshe Muchach Mizeh the sefer Daser Madaser the aser Maisik Shafim Mamish, and Maran Paskin like that, Rav Adis Shlita in a sefer Biur Agadis and Chagiga Binyanei Shedim page Tafresh Tzadi Ches, he writes big sfarim, Ravadis. And in his sefer on Sanhedrin Shin Lamed Ches, also learns that Shulchan Aruch Paskins that it's Aser, and it might even be Doraisa, so don't mess around with that. The only problem is that it says in Hilchos Shabbos, Lishol Menashed, Mashem Mutter B'chol, Mutter B'Shabbos. What's mutter to ask of a shade on the weekday is mutter on Shabbos. So you see that you're allowed to ask a shade. So if in Yoredei he held that it's aser, what we quoted earlier, then why in Hilchos Shabbos does he say that it's okay? Also the Shulchan Aruch writes, Maisa Shadim Aser. Why doesn't he say, She'elas Shadim Asura? So it's interesting. First, he says that the mice is aser v'yesh mishematir lishal ala geneva. She'ela mandachar shmei. We weren't talking about that. So if he would have said she'ela shedim aser and then yesh mishematir lishal ala geneva, then it would have made more sense. But he opens up with the lashon of mice and he concludes v'yesh mishematir about she'ela. Starts with mice and then he goes into she'ela. Kopanim, however you're medayik in the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei and Hilchos Shabbos, he says what you're allowed to ask of a shade on the weekday, you're also allowed to ask on Shabbos. So Rav Tzubari says that he wants to present his mahalach in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says as follows: the Rush writes, "Miu ein raya miyad lekamane l'shobem l'hagid al geneva kayotzeb zev alasas ma'isik uvdurachnei roshaya lo." So to start creating things with shadim, no. But to ask about a geneva, that you're allowed to do. Vikalis tapuke. What is this knufes? You see in the Gemara that the koch of shadim is to bring things from afar and gather them in and bring them before us. So the Rush has a suffix. Zeh barur, that if al yidei shadim ugorim livro bria chadasha, that's a maisa shadim ha'aser. Zeh barur shimushol es ha'shade, and the shade is megalim the makom anistar. That's called She'elas HaShedim U'Mutter. So Birya Chadasha is Aser. Where your Aveda is to ask is Mutter. So, but what's the din? That's what the Rush writes. The Rush says, El Shobem al Geneva's mutter. Beikel istapuke. What about the knufe? What about when you ask them to do something for you? You're not creating a new bria. You just ask them to do something for you. Like, for example, that the shade should ask the woman to go home. Mitzad echad, you can say, shekol masha asru zerak maisa chadash. Could be it has to be a new maisa to create something that never was. But to do something for you on your behalf, maybe that's mutter. Or maybe no. You're allowed to ask because that's something you need to know. Well, you're allowed to ask what you want to know, but to get them to do something for you, that you're not allowed to do. So what's the middle case? Now, to create something new, that says the Rush no. To ask them for information, that yes. What about to get them to do something for you? That's the suffix of the Rush, and he wasn't machriya. The tour is maybe his suffix in Yeridei HaKofayim Tes. He says, Gam b'zeh ha'isedata nota lahatir. So now we have this chiluk between Maisa Shadim and She'elas Shadim. So let's see the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch begins with, the Shulchan Aruch is really based on the Rush. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, Maisa Shadim Aser, like the Rush says. What's Aser about Maisa Shadim? Not only a new Yetzira, but even a bakasha of maisim that you want them to do. That's included in maisa shadim. Anything that the shade does. Not only to create something new, but any maisa. In other words, machriya, that the middle case where you're not asking them to do something new, you're not asking information, just you're asking them to not create a new creation, but like get the woman to come home or do something on your behalf, that's aser. And then he says, so what's mutter? V'yesh mishamatir lishal ala geneva. In other words, maisa shadim is aser, is not just in creating something new, getting them to do anything. And therefore, only lishal ala geneva, only that's going to be mutter. And that's what it says in Ochel Shabbos, lishal min hashed, mashem mutter b'chol. You're allowed to ask on Shabbos what you're allowed to ask on the weekday, because that's what the Rush says, you're allowed to ask. So really the whole sif is based on the Rush, right? Because there are people who ask her even to be Shoel. So he says that to get them to do any maisa, no, but yesh mishamatir to be Shoel. It's Das HaRush. Because there are those who say don't be mitasek with them at all. But the Rush says to ask them unknown information that you're allowed to. So it's not that he's paskening two things, stam and then yesh. Stam, that's mais is aser. And v'yesh mishaymer, yesh mishamatir to be shoa. So then if you're passing it like stam, like many achronim say, then even to be shoel is going to be aser. Because the stam writes that, because only the yesh mish shamatir b'she'ela. But we're passing in like stam, that the stam is that mais is aser. And the stam, Shulchan Aruch, is not matir she'ela. Only there's a yesh mishamatir she'ela. But the mashma, the first day, it doesn't hold like that. That's only if you're learning there's a stam and then there's a yesh mishamatir. But the way we're learning it now is that it's really one day, it's all the Rush. The Rush holds that mais is aser. To get them to do anything, not only to create something new, to get a shade to do anything, but to ask is mutter. And he writes it as Yesh Mishamatir because there are people who ask her. But it's not bringing two different days. It's all the rush. And then the Beis Yosef, it's important to know that he says that it's very dangerous to deal with them. A lot of people get hurt badly. So to the Rav Amar writes, Shomer Nafshe Yirchak Mehem. So to the Radbaz. So even on the tzad that it's mutter, in this mimer here, in the Yerchon HaOtzer Lamed Zayin, if anybody wants and I can find it, I can pass it on to you. It's very, very dangerous. So yes, there might be a heter to ask things of Shaitim if you know what you're doing, but don't do it. It's dangerous. There are a lot of sources that say that it's dangerous. Okay, so we should be zocha, mitzvah Hashem, to know that ein ol milvado kshofim is miloshen lakchish pamalia shel mala. We don't like that. To contradict the heavenly realms, that's not so gishmak. All right, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. I hope to revisit this very, very, very fascinating topic. And of course, elsewhere we've written about and discussed the inyan of Bechlal, about Kshav, about Shadim, the Shittas HaRambam, Chazal, and how to understand it. But that was another discussion, and not for now. So we will conclude here. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.